Shut up and sit down.
Hello, kids. Welcome to a brand new episode of Painted Trash Podcast, your LGBTQ plus podcast of hilarity, faggotry, and discourse. On this week's episode, we're discussing two huge scandals in Hollywood. One being an actor who abruptly left an NC-17 gay project, and the other, a woman promoting her hair care line during an abuse story. In Trash Talk, topics include: what are some ways to save some money on your upcoming wedding? Photos of J.D. Vance in drag. But what made Mark say,
do you think she knows that she got her ass beaten?
Find out on this week's episode of Painted Trash.
Girl, you didn't even bring your glass in.
No, neither did you, girl. I did bring a cup in.
Right.
But it's plastic.
Let's ching our Taco Bell cups. Okay.
Now I got wet with your fucking cup.
Right.
You know?
Let me tell you this, bitch. We just went to the cantina. Okay?
We live for the cantina.
Now, I got a steak chalupa cravings box, and I paid $9.99.
Right.
Now, girl, what was your bill?
Well, bitch, I went ahead and got me a chicken quesadilla menu. Now, that is the meal, but it's the original, the OG.
Is that why you called it a menu?
Yeah. Not the cantina quesadilla, which is oily, cheesy.
Doesn't the cantina one have the crispy cheese on it, though?
No.
Oh.
It's just a lot of cheese. I mean, that bitch will be oozing. Okay?
Right. That bitch will constipate a bitch.
It'll fuck you up.
Right.
Now, the original chicken is nice. Now, I always swap out the beef hard shell for a chicken soft.
Okay? Well, yeah, I don't care for a hard shell.
Yeah. And I don't
care. Unless it's a Doritos Locus. Okay?
I miss the fiery. I miss that fiery taco.
The fiery shell, the red one?
Oh, the one that was fiery.
With lava coming out of your hole after.
No, never. I loved it. The flavor was on.
Would
fleek.
You put Diablo sauce on it too, no. Girl, to get yourself real together?
No, but she would put a hot sauce on it.
Sauce.
Not a fire, but the hot. So I did the upgrade for the chicken soft. Okay. Uh-huh. Then she brought it on home by adding in a fucking chalupa, the little mini chalupas, grill, yeah. But not the steak, chicken.
Two of them.
Yep.
Now, they come in a two-pack sleeve.
It's a two-pack sleeve. Now, don't make it sound like I got fucking two-pack sleeves, like no. I was a fat bitch.
Yeah, one two-pack sleeve.
Right.
But what was the total
with a
of
the soda, girl?
Yeah.
Don't forget the soda with your meal.
What was the total of the thing?
What would you expect to pay, kids? For the fucking food I just described out of my fucking gunt. I paid $21.58. Right.
That, you know, it's fucked when you're going over 20 at the taco.
I feel like I was supposed to get more than I got. That's what I feel like I paid for.
Yeah.
Because $21.58 is a coin. But I might as well have gone and had a fucking meal at Lady Gregory's.
A sit down. No, you could have gone to any old sit down Mexican joint.
Right.
But I got to tell you, the food was good. I am sitting sideways now because I feel like I am a beached whale.
Probably something on the telly.
It's not my recommendation, but I watched Wonka. Because we're talking about sweets.
The Timothée Chalamet.
Right. With Olivia Colman, girl.
Right. And I live for Olivia.
And Hugh Jackman playing the little Oompa Loompa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it was delightful.
It's very cute.
You saw Wonka? Mm.
The preview.
Okay. It's very cute, girl. And it was a full-on musical.
Oh,
which
yes.
I did not know going in.
Oh, you probably wouldn't have watched it if you knew it. But yeah, I knew it was a musical.
But like the first one is kind of a musical because they, you know.
Oompa loompa.
It's very slow, girl. Oompa loompa went more like. Oompa loompa doopa dee doo. Remember? No. But the original was kind of a musical because it had, if you want to view paradise. Remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that
song. And the Candyman can.
Oh, yeah.
And don't care how I want it now. and then she went into the golden goose thing.
Violet.
Right. Nope. Violet Beauregard was the one chewing the gum.
Oh.
The bitch with the red was, can't remember.
Veruca Salt.
Yeah. Now, Augustus Gloop Girl. Okay. That's what I'm turning into. Well, she might get stuck in the tunnel.
I think I'm already there, if I'm honest.
Well, I could be Augustus Gloop Girl, and you could be Violet Beauregard when she blows up like that blueberry.
Well,
and they have to roll her out.
Don't it look like her? You know?
Especially when you chew on gum, girl.
Well, my favorite was when we talked on the way in the house today.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about shapes.
The house? Do you mean the studio?
Okay. The studio, sorry.
Yeah.
We were talking about how, you know, what the shape of our body was. You said one big round circle. That's what you are.
No, I didn't. I said, no. Now I get to call you. So I said, is anyone else feeling out of breath from those stairs? And you said, no, I'm in shape. And I said, well, the shape is a circle, but you are in one. Okay. If you can't shade your bestie.
Well, right. What are you doing with your life? You know?
Kids, you've come on a good night because we've got a midsection for you that I've even kept as a surprise from Mark tonight. Because I know she's going to get turned out.
Well,
so meet us on the other side of this break, kids, because we've got discussion.
Hello, kids. Welcome back.
Kids, welcome back. It's time for MIDI. Now, we've been on the politics and we've been on the punditry, and you know why. Because we are 80 some odd days away from the most important election of my lifetime. I don't know about yours, because Lincoln was pretty big for you.
Well, I wasn't here for that. I was here for Mary Todd, though.
Right.
You know?
Let's ching. Can we?
We do have it, don't we?
So we've been talking punditry the last couple of weeks because it's very important. Right. But this week, we thought we'd switch to script. So I'm bringing a MIDI to us right now. Now, Mark, this one hits home for you and I because it surrounds someone that we both love.
And if you are going to shade Bette Midler today, I'm not here.
No,
I'm not here for it.
Who
not
is?
Not Stella.
No, never.
And if Trini Alvarado's
I'm not
involved.
Even going to bring up Trini. Okay? Now, do you know, before I get into who the person at hand is, do you know the film director Todd Haynes, girl?
Yes, girl.
He just did May, December.
Correct.
And he did Carol. He's a gay filmmaker.
Correct. He did something really early on that was a short film.
Well, his first film of all time was about Karen Carpenter starring Barbies.
Yeah.
Who we talked about last week. Well, he has a new film coming out, okay? And in fact, it was about to start shooting. Now, this was an NC-17.
Yeah, I know this story.
Oh, yeah.
And I have thoughts.
Right. I knew you would. This is, for the kids, this was an NC-17 gay romance story.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And it was taking place in Mexico. It was about to film in Mexico. It's about two men in the 1930s in LA who fall in love and they have to flee to Mexico to avoid persecution and abuse. Now, the big to-do about it was the producer and star of the film was none other than Oscar winner and perhaps one of my all-time favorite actors, Joaquin Phoenix.
Right.
According to IndieWire, the crew and the cast were ramping up to shoot in Guadalajara. Sets were being built as we speak. They were building an entire set in this town. News came out that Joaquin Phoenix was leaving the production because of, quote, cold feet. Now the production is left completely in limbo. The film's financiers have pulled out. The production crew is stranded in Guadalajara, Mexico, with no way to get home.
Right.
Now, before we get into our thoughts on this, here's the biggest worrisome part to me. This is a project that Joaquin Phoenix found, developed, had a hand in the writing, and personally selected Todd Haynes to be the director. And yet, he is now pulled out of the film, leaving everyone jobless. Mm-hmm. Now, girl, before I go into more tea, what's your initial thoughts?
So my initial thought is I struggle with hating Joaquin and being upset with him.
No, I agree.
Because I do think he is literally a fantastic actor.
I would say he's a genius.
Yes. But I would also say that he has some problematic moments in his past. And this adds to the... It makes him more complicated. It makes him more difficult to idolize. And I don't mean idolize in terms of a god, but I mean, like, it's hard to look up to him. No, with what information we have. I'm sure more was at play. The cold feet thing, for me, that's kind of gross, frankly. Because this was very known up front, and we all knew that there was going to be explicit and intense and very graphic sexual content,
right?
That they were not, that Todd Haynes was very clear that in himself had said they're not shying away from.
I believe, and even so, Joaquin said that.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That both of them had said it. And I'm telling you, girl, if it's cold feet, I got problems with that.
Well, here's some more salt to the wound. So one of the producers, her name is Christine Vachon. She's the producer of such films as Boys Don't Cry and Past Lives. Okay, so she's a pretty big producer. She said, quote, "This has been a nightmare. This was his project. He brought to us. And Killer Films," that's the producing film company, "has a record on working with LGBTQ actors, crew, directors, and our history speaks for itself. The choice that we have now left them is an open door back home with no money to pay them." Kids, here's what I'm saying. I'm hearing a lot of people say a couple of things about this. Of course, he's getting dogged.
And he should.
Yeah, and he should. And you know, Joker 2 is about to come out, and people were like, oh, could he win the Oscar again? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think he's going to be winning an award.
No.
Not this
year. I don't know that he's going to get nominated even.
We've heard nothing from him. So the cold feet comment did not come from him. He has made no statement. Right. However, here's what I do know is if the director, who is Todd Haynes, the producer, who is this woman, Christine, crew members are going on social media and telling the same story, I have to believe that there's a truth there.
Right.
Here's why I thought it would be good for the potty girl. A lot of the buzz about this is, well, if you would have cast a gay actor, I doubt they would have gotten cold feet. What are your thoughts on that?
I disagree. I think there would be, because of the graphic sexual nature of the story. I don't know the story. I don't know how graphic, and I don't know what type of sex we're talking about. But what I do know is this. Sexual content in a film can be an uncomfortable thing for actors to deal with, regardless of whether they are gay or straight. So I'm not going to say that a gay actor would not have gotten cold feet. What I am going to tell you, they're going to be more comfortable than a cisgendered, heterosexual, self-identified heterosexual male.
My response to that would be that I agree with what you're saying on one point, but in one point, I completely do not. Because here's a little tip. Do not sign on to a project that requires intense sexuality and a script that you have read, that you have been a part of its creativity of, and that you have gone on record
not
saying...
Not the creativity of it.
Well...
Not the creativity.
And that you have gone on record saying about how sexually explicit it is going to be. And then tell me that you're getting cold feet. Don't do that. Okay? Right.
Homophobic.
Right. It's like walking into the gay bar as the pastor that we talked about a few episodes ago at saying that he didn't know that it was a gay bar while he was getting fucked over the urinal cake.
Right. What I struggle with, girl, is we do have a cisgendered straight
that we know
allegedly,
of.
Allegedly.
We don't know.
Do you think
that
maybe he started to develop some gay feelings and get in touch with the gay side, and it made him uncomfortable, and he said, I can't do this?
I don't think it's that.
Do you think it was because he was supposed to have a dick up his ass?
I don't think it's that.
Do you think it was because he was going to put his dick up somebody else's ass?
No.
So do you think it was because maybe he had to suck dick?
No.
Peter Pumper?
Peter Piper and Pickle Peppers, maybe, with a pick.
All I know is this, is if you're a cisgendered, white, hetero male, publicly, and you are doing a
Isn't
film...
Isn't he Hispanic?
I don't honestly know, but I'm, I don't here's know what I am going to tell you.
Okay.
Andrew Garfield
is gay.
Is not.
Well...
He says he's straight, girl. Let's not be those people, girl. What? Has played several gay characters.
Uh-huh.
And he said, and I have to agree with this part of what he said, that if you're going to do the role, you're doing the role.
Right.
And so if you're not going to do the role, you don't sign on for the project. Be a producer. Here's the thing. This is important. Let's not, and this is what I'm worried about. This is my entire point with what I'm trying to make here. Let's not turn our back on the thought that this is an explicitly gay film with very gay content.
That now we're not going to be able to see.
Or it's not going, the potentially not even going to get made.
Right.
And this That's is what my I mean. This is my problem. If it were a heterosexual couple, it would not be a problem. Nobody would be getting cold feet in a project not getting made. It would end up in a movie theater and people would go and see it. And the fact that it has gay content, that there's like this somehow it's like this dark negative thing and like shameful that it would even be made, also tells me a little bit more about who Joaquin Phoenix really is versus who he says he is.
Well, I don't think he says much of much.
Well,
I mean, he's a very private person, but I will tell you this has me very turned up about it.
Right. He thought he had a gay fan base.
I'll tell you right now, I'll always be a fan of his work, period.
Like,
I'm not
girl,
one of just those like kind of people.
You're a fucking birthday partier?
I'm not someone who gets rid of... If I loved something and then I don't like something they do, I'm not the person who goes, well, now I hate everything that I always loved. Of course not. But I will tell you that this is, I need to know more about it. And that's why I wanted to bring
so
it to
So you're going
floor.
To see Foyer Adu?
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. I'll see whatever he does. And you'll see it too. Don't pretend that you won't.
I'm not going to go see it in the theater. I'll tell you that. He's not getting
You
my
see nothing
point.
In the theater. But you will still see it, girl.
How dare you? I saw everything. Did you look at my films last year, girl? I saw almost 30.
I know. Almost 30, girl.
Well, that's a lot for a lot of people, girl.
That is true.
Let's not get it twisted and try to shade me, making me some be some
You'll
sort of
still see
scumbag
it.
Sitting at this table with you.
You'll still see it, girl. So don't pretend that you won't.
I don't know. If it's nominated for something, I might.
I don't think it will be anymore.
Lady Gaga will, girl.
I think
those little monsters are coming for a trophy.
I think he is going to be uninsurable now.
Well, for a period.
Yeah.
He'll sit back and be quiet.
The co-star girl, along with Joaquin, the other male lead, is rising star Danny Ramirez. Now, he was in Top Gun Maverick, which I know you blew a load over.
Bitch, I love Top Gun Maverick.
Right.
I lived for Top Gun.
Right.
And I lived for Val Kilmer.
He is now, again, no word directly from him. But you know who's not happy about this? His agent. Because here's the tea that I've heard. There's a clause in the contract because it was Joaquin's project that if he is not attached, it doesn't happen.
Correct. So this is the tea that I've heard.
Uh-huh.
Not only is the film not in limbo, it is not happening.
Canceled.
It's dead. It's canceled. So all the money that has been lost, all the jobs that have been lost, all over because you got cold feet.
Allegedly.
Well, we've hit. And like you said, girl... We've got people speaking to the public, a director, actors, crew people.
To be fair, there's no direct quote from Todd Haynes. However, his name is attached to every quote that I've read. Right. So I think he must be in the know. I just want to know what happened because something interesting is going on with movies. And this was another topic that I thought went hand in hand with this one, mm-hmm, girl, for mm-hmm. our MIDI. Have you heard about the new film that's sitting at number one of the box office the day that we're recording this, girl? It Ends With Us, which is the new Blake Lively film about domestic abuse.
Yes, girl. And here's what I have heard.
Uh-huh.
No one, and the quote that I read
mm-hmm.
was no one, not an actor, not a crew member, will speak to him?
The director?
The actor. Was it the director who was having the problem with Blake Lively?
They're the same, one and the same.
Okay.
The director and an actor.
Yeah.
Well, we've heard two very different things. I have heard that she doesn't and that there were problems on the set. Because what I have been hearing to you about this week, girl, is have you seen their appearances as they're promoting the film?
No.
All right. Here's an example. The man, Justin Baldoni, now he is the director and male lead of the film.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they do not appear together on red carpets at all. All their interviews are separate. Here is an example of Justin Baldoni, the director and star's reaction to the film and the issues that it brings up, just to use as an example. Roll the footage, Linda. And this is a comparison of how Justin Baldoni markets the film versus Blake Lively.
What comes to mind isn't so much about the work that went into it, but about the why behind it. If a Lily Bloom in real life can sit in this theater and maybe make a different choice for herself than was made for her, maybe she sees herself on that screen and chooses something different for herself. That's why I made the movie.
What's your childhood dream?
To wear Britney Spears' Versace dress.
The one thing you want people to take away from this project, what would you say?
Hope. And that everybody has the ability to end a cycle that they didn't ask for. We can all say it ends with us in our life.
Isn't she great?
Yes.
Loved
what
her.
Did you love about her?
I just love that she was just like an amalgamation of contradictions, yet it made perfect sense for her. So she's, you know, she's incredibly strong and self-assured and knows who she is, yet she's vulnerable and she's tender and she gets lost. I love that she was, masculine and feminine. I love that she liked old things and then new shiny things, that she was very utility and practical, but sort of over the top and glamorous in other moments.
This is your night, mister.
No, this isn't my night. This is a night for all the women who we made this movie for.
It Ends With Us is in theaters now, so grab your friends, wear your florals, and head out to see it.
The question that's always asked is, why did she stay? And that's the wrong question.
Yeah.
What we need to be asking ourselves is, why do men harm?
Yes.
And that was the big thing for me, and what I've learned more and more and more of is, like, you know, these women who experience this every single day, there's real love there. You know, there's charm, there's charisma, there's passion, there's this belief that they can be better, and it's not so simple. So our friends at No More, I'm wearing their pin right now, they were the ones who really worked with me to help me make this film as truthful as possible and hopefully do justice to
I just
women
like
who experience this.
Now, girl, what you missed, kids, in the last one is it was from the red carpet, girl, of the premiere. Blake Lively had set up an entire portion of the red carpet, which was highlighting her new hair care line that was used on her in the film. So therefore, when she walked to the premiere, all of the photographers had to take her photo in front of her new Blake Lively hair product line. Now, my thoughts on it are this. I don't know these people, but what I just saw and heard was a man speaking eloquently about issues that are hard to deal with, and Blake Lively talking about grab your girls and wear your florals to the movie Where I Get Beat, like it was a rom-com, and promoting her hair care line. Do you have any thoughts before I really drop some receipts on you?
Now, bitch, I get reading Blake for trash for those couple of things. If I'm honest, listening to Justin talk is a bit rehearsed.
Sure, I could see that.
It's definitely a bit rehearsed.
Uh-huh.
And when I read reports that no one in the cast will talk to him, that's a problem. So
I've not read those reports.
I did read that report. I don't recall where I saw it, but
I've actually read the opposite. What's the girl, the other kind of star, Jenny Slate? She is not being pictured at all with Blake Lively. Now, she was on the red carpet with the director.
Do you want to know? This is exclusive.
Okay.
Okay. I'm almost going to bet $20 fucking. And I ain't made of money.
Right.
I'm going to bet $20 that they fucking had an affair. And it ended very messily.
Ooh.
That's what I think happened.
That's
because
tea
don't,
right there.
Right.
Because she don't brought in her husband, Ryan Reynolds, on the project. And do you know that he came in and rewrote things?
Yes, girl. And are you aware that there were rumors when this film came out that their marriage was on the rocks and they were heading for divorce?
Girl, do you know this? If you were to put me in a room with Ryan Reynolds and Justin Baldoni and say you could fuck one of them, Ryan Reynolds is not getting fucked. I'm going to tell you that. Okay? So maybe Blake.
I'll tell you right now, Ryan Reynolds could fuck me.
Right. I mean, he's hot, but Justin Baldoni, girl, I didn't even know who he was, but now I want to know more.
You want him to beat your ass, girl? Like, well, you beat Blake's ass?
Well, but I brought receipts on Blake, girl. Should we keep it quiet because it's getting real
testy? I mean, it's because it's real tea.
I know.
We're spilling it.
I like where you went with it. Now, girl, did you know that not only is she a piece of low-down, dirty, gutter scum trash, but also her husband is? Because I brought some receipts on him, girl.
Girl, he is.
Did you hear about their wedding?
No, but he is good friends with fucking Hugh Jackman, girl.
I'm sure he is. Now, he's also cheating garbage because you know he cheated on everyone under the sun. He cheated on Alanis Morissette with Scarlett Johansson. He's cheated on Scarlett Johansson with Blake Lively. But that's neither here nor there.
Who did he cheat on Blake Lively with?
I don't know, but we'll find out one day, I'm sure. Now, they got married, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know this? 2012. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds got married at
Mar-a-Lago, girl.
Well, they got married in my home state, girl. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I didn't know they were in South Carolina.
They were in South Carolina, girl. And they were on a famous antebellum plantation home where they had a, quote, antebellum wedding. This is real. So much so that she actually created a lifestyle brand, which is now gone to the tub, but it was called Preserve. And in the company's mission statement was, quote, the allure of the antebellum. Our brand features inherent social distinctions and sets standards for style and appearance, honoring the true beauty of the Southern antebellum. Preserve. She got married at a plantation, girl.
It sounds to me like she might be a racist.
I'm telling you that I think she's garbage from start to finish. When you are going to be the lead in a film where your ass is beat and the poor purpose of the film is to help women.
Not the poor
purpose.
The poor.
The purpose of the film is to help women get out of abusive relationships, and you sit up on my screen and tell me about your hair care line, and you tell me grab your girls and put your florals on. You know what she's trying to do? She's trying to make a Barbie. Put your pink on and get your girls, you
what
know?
Right. She thought it was a summer Barbie film. I don't know. And this is a serious question. Do you think she knows that she got her ass beat in the movie?
Oh, God. Or did she just think it was a rom-com?
Right. She thought they were. It was a wrestling film.
No.
She thought was that she was in a feminist piece.
Right.
You know, where you wrestle the man.
While getting your ass fucking face smashed in. Now, what we're not doing is making light of abuse against
women.
No,
never. Okay? Not at all.
But what we are doing is making fun of Trailer Park Trash, Annie Bellum, Blake Lively, and her hair care products.
So, you know, it is not Blake's finest moment, girl. I seriously do not think that this happens enough in Hollywood. They needed somebody to prep her for the press on this. Because
she's been a star for 20 years, girl, if she doesn't know.
I mean, here's the thing. If you didn't know that you were going to be a poster child for a minute on a fucking social piece like that, she's an idiot, first of all. Secondly, I don't think it's right for anyone to not go out into the world ready to talk about societal shit. I don't care if you're a star or you're fucking Joe Schmo who got his ass beat the night before street corner.
Well, Joe the plumber.
Joe Plumber?
He died, girl, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, years ago, Joe the plumber did die.
Just like Jenna. May she rest. This is a point that I'm trying to make with Blake Lively. I do believe that that should be part of the production budget. that you hire somebody to prep these people because it's a guffaw. It's a guffaw. And you know, it's just reflecting poorly on the film. So here's the theme, kids, because we got to bring this one to a close in the middle here. Hollywood is a lot of glamour.
And glitz. Some would say glitz.
Okay, glitz and glamour. Fashion.
Uh-huh.
Would you say fame?
I would. Did we say glitter? I know we said glitz.
Oh. Ooh, that was funny. Okay. But it's not perfect. It's never going to be perfect. There is trash in Hollywood. There just is. And some of these people show their ass.
And some of them get their ass beat.
Right. But my point is like in Hollywood, we look to them as leaders, societal leaders, stand-up people. You know, you look at Meryl Streep, for instance, when she was called up on stage at an award show and called out the dump for his abhorrent behavior, making fun of a handicapped reporter. So we look to them for that type of leadership on a societal level. I don't think that this was probably Blake Lively's best move. But at the end of the day, like, she really has biffed a moment.
Yeah.
And Joaquin biffed a moment. And the truth is it'll all be reflected, I think, in their careers. I mean, if I'm honest, what movie do you recall Blake Lively ever doing?
The Age of Adeline Girl.
I never saw it.
Well, this movie, the trash that we're talking about, was number one with a bullet and huge box office because she wanted you to bring your girls in your florals.
Well, and I think that's who went and saw it.
Right.
Girls in their florals, drinking some fucking rosé.
Not florals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. With the rosé. And they were laughing. She got her ass beat.
I'm just saying, there's trouble on River City. And I'm keeping my eye on both projects. Oh, I'm not keeping my eye on Blake Lively. I'm not coming for her. I was already done with her, and then I read about her antebellum wedding to Ryan Reynolds and his cheating ass, and I think I'm all good. I think I'm all set. But I do think that I'm going to keep my ears to the ground for the Todd Haynes project. And if I
not the product.
And if I hear any updates, we're going to provide them in a future episode.
Here's the thing. I think you should submit to Todd Haynes for that role.
I'll do it. I'll show my dick, butthole. I'll do whatever. I'll do anything.
Would you get fucked on film?
Why not? If we're in a Todd Haynes project with Buzz, yes.
Wow.
Okay, let's take us a break. We'll be right back. Come here. It's time for
Trash Talk.
The guy we're running against, what's his name? Donald Dump or Donald.
No, girl, kids. That's a viewer.
That's a viewer, reader, writer, and listener. That's none other than the Horse Dangers just went up in a rally and called Donald Trump Donald Dump, which we've been calling him for pretty near 9 years now.
A long while, girl.
He cares not what you think anymore.
Well, he doesn't care what anybody thinks.
No.
Least of all, the dump.
Speaking of, girl.
Oh.
Someone decided to go ahead and call trash when she saw it.
Well,
now
these are the type of people I live for. If you want to call trash a piece of trash,
right.
I'm here.
Do you know the singer? And I am obsessed with this artist. L. King, girl.
No, girl. I know of her.
You know, her big hit was X's and O's, girl. Yeah. Well, did you know that her father is none other than Deuce Bigalow, male gigolo Rob Schneider?
I didn't know that, girl. Wow.
Well, she was recently asked in an interview how her relationship is going with her dad, Rob. I'm just going to play a little bit.
Form of self-expression that differed from what he wanted. I disagree with a lot of the things that he says. You're talking out your ass and you're talking shit about drag and, you know, anti-gay rights, and it's like, get fucked.
Oh,
like,
no, I never heard that. I didn't know that.
He's just talking out his ass, and I...
Okay.
I mean, good for her calling out the trash. She took the trash out.
Oh, yeah.
Left it by the street. So right out on the curb.
Were you aware, girl, that Rob Schneider... famous from Deuce Bigalow, from, wasn't he on SNL, girl? Well,
I thought he was a writer on SNL. Was he, but did he write fucking Paul Blart?
I don't know if he was involved in Paul Blart, girl, but he's been around. Well, do you know that Rob Schneider, he had a lot to say about the Olympics, girl.
Oh, Leslie Jones had something to say about him, too.
I saw she was looking at Dick.
She was looking at the pole vaulter.
Yeah. He said, quote, "I am sorry to say to all of the world's greatest athletes, I wish you the best, but I cannot watch an Olympics that disrespects Christianity and openly celebrates Satan. I sincerely hope that these Olympics get about the same amount of viewers as C-SPAN, because the creatures that I'm seeing on my screen are disgusting. Guys with their genitalia out, drag queens in front of children. I wasn't sure if I was watching the Olympics or if I was watching a special education school board meeting." L. King went up on our interview and she told him to, quote, "get fucked." So, girl, did you know that Rob Schneider was a piece of homophobic garbage? Were you aware?
No, girl. I had no idea, but I gotta be honest with you. I don't know that I even knew who he was. I had forgotten that he existed.
Right.
Which, to me, mm-hmm. is worse than being a piece of homophobic trash.
Well.
Not only are you not in my sphere, you're irrelevant. Okay? Now, this is something that I'm trying to be open to. It's very hard, if I'm honest.
Okay.
I don't want to equate Christianity with homophobia. You don't have to be a homophobe to be a Christian. You don't have to be a Christian to be a homophobe. It's a special breed that can be both.
You're diving too deep. That could be a MIDI, girl.
Well, and maybe it should be a MIDI that we talk about it. We'll bring the kids on and we'll talk about it. He was a thing in the 90s and he's gone by the wayside. And you know what? If there's anything I know about MAGA and the supporters of MAGA, it's those people who had something in the 90s and they ain't got it today.
Right.
Because they're irrelevant.
Yep. But I will tell
you. Time marches on and sooner or later you realize it's walked right over your face.
What I'll tell you though, kids, is get you on L. King. Her music is fabulous, as is she. What do you have for me, girl?
Girl, I've got an idea for
you. Okay.
We have talked. You and Miss Jeffrey have been
Miss Jeffrey. Yeah. I don't know her.
Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you and Miss Jeffrey have been together a minute.
Uh-huh.
Not that I'm giving you pressure, giving you shit, girl, but I have asked you a few times of recent.
Right.
When is the wedding? What's our time schedule? And you always have the same answer. Girl, we're not even talking about it right now. And so...
No, I think my answer is, when are you willing to pay for it in full?
Well, this is what I wanted to bring to the table.
Okay.
Girl, there's a new trend starting.
Okay.
Okay? And when I say new trend, it was one couple in New York
City. That's how you start a trend.
Great. I mean, these are rule breakers and what do you want to call them? These are trendsetters, girl. Their names are Nova and Remo Styles.
Okay, work.
Okay? They decided to get creative thinking they're... upcoming nuptials and how they wanted to pay for everything and see what they all could do.
Okay.
And so, girl, they sent out their invitations, and with your acceptance of the invitation, you needed to pay $333 a piece for a seat at their double-decker bus in a 12-hour adventure in New York City for their fucking
So you're prepaying.
So you pay to go to somebody's wedding.
Well,
okay. So 12 hours was an experience in New York City, $333 to go to their wedding. Here, now, you know people paid for it, right?
Of course, because I've had people get married in Mexico, and what did I do? Paid for a fucking plane ride there. Paid for a fucking room in the villa. How is that any different? Good for these people.
Well, and this is just... So you're doing is comparing it to a destination wedding.
Theirs is just in their hometown.
Right, it's just their hometown.
And the and whatever they're doing really is 20 apiece.
Right.
But they're trying to make profit.
Well, they weren't trying to. They weren't trying to make profit, but here's the thing. You got to really want to go. And I'm saying to you, if you want to get rid of some of the trash that you don't want at your wedding,
charge them money, which they don't just, have.
Right, charge them $333 to come to your fucking wedding at your house.
Oh my God. I think I'm thinking about it all wrong. I could be making money off this.
Now, girl, I'm going to tell you this. This $333 per ticket, per person.
Yeah, says. Not even per couple. That's right. The shocker. That's
right. They saved $70,000, girl, on their wedding.
I'm telling you.
You know what I mean?
Is it a bad idea or is it a good idea?
That's what I'm wondering. Right. That's why I'm bringing it to the table. Do you think this is a good idea or a bad one?
I'm going to go with good.
I
because here's what I'll tell you. The people I really want at my wedding where it wouldn't be the same without it, they'll pay the $333.
I would. And you're right. I would pay $333 to go to your goddamn wedding.
Same, ditto. And the people that I feel like I have to invite but don't really want to, they're not paying that. And then that's better on me.
Right. You don't have to pay for their fucking troth.
I don't have to take their requests and when I want to make the music what I want to listen to.
Right. Now, girl, Courtney and Alex Quist, they went ahead and decided they were going to opt for a celebration during the day, a luncheon slash brunch, and they forewent the filet mignon and the baked fish, and they gave these people fucking pizza and mimosas.
This is the same wedding?
No, this is a different wedding.
Oh.
I'm talking about trends. Ways for you to save money on your wedding, girl.
I have no problem with pizza and mimosas as a meal at a wedding.
Yeah.
My thing is, if I'm being invited to a wedding, I'm eating what you serve.
Right. Are you going to bitch about it, though? Like, hell no. Afterward, are you going to be like, that pizza sucked?
If the pizza sucked, I would.
Right.
But I wouldn't be judging the couple for having pizza. I would be judging them for having shitty pizza. Now, I will read your ass for that.
Right. If the food sucks at a wedding, I think it
deserves to be red. You're
getting red. It should. Yeah. You should. The worse than the food being trash, the cocktails. If you don't have an open bar, we're going to have a conversation.
Well, I agree with you, girl. That is hard on some people to have an open bar. I have been to weddings that were not an open bar. Was not happy with it.
Right.
But I knew about it in advance. Here's what's unforgivable. If I don't know about it in advance,
then
do you know what I'm doing? Leaving your wedding.
Right. I don't mind it, girl. Here's the thing, though. If there's no bar, and I've been to those.
I've been to a wedding with no bar as well.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah. Unless you and your partner are recovering alcoholics, I have to have drinks at my wedding. And you know what? Even if you are a recovering alcoholic, I would like a special area.
A beer tent.
Okay.
You know what else I would like?
What?
Like, if you're not going to have a fucking bar at your wedding, I'm going to need to know that well in advance.
That's my thing.
I'm going to go buy a flask.
Because I will be drunk. I will be getting drunk at your wedding. It's either going to be on you or me. But I need to know about it. Because if you're not doing it for me, I'm doing it for myself.
You got self-love, girl.
Because I'm not attending this sober.
Right. Never. Now, girl, what do you got to close us out?
Well, girl, some photos came out this week. Now, I don't know if you saw these, girl, but photos from Yale Law School, a little college party, were revealed. And it seems that the couch fucker herself, Miss J.D. Vance, you know, she has a lot to say nowadays about protecting the family. She had a lot to say about the Olympics and the drag performers. Well, pictures have come out at a beer pong party where J.D. Vance is in full drag. Okay, now did you see the photos, girl?
No.
You didn't?
No.
I'm going to show you the photo. There's two of them.
Is it Kim, girl? And is he dressed as Kim?
Is he dressed as Kim? No, they're blurry because they're from old cameras.
For the kids who have
Are you seen trying it. To tell me this is from a disposable camera?
I'm sure. Okay. Now he's got on Kim's wig.
That's not Kim's wig. That, you know who that looks like?
Who's that girl?
It looks like Jim's fucking girlfriend from fucking The Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah. She looks like Jen. A Gelfling if she's in it. So there was that photo release. Now, we'll post it on our social medias, but it's a shake and go Kim wig.
Oh, for sure. With a fucking plaid schoolgirl skirt.
Right. But she was a trendsetter because she also took what appears to be a selfie of sorts. Now, this, tell me if you find this a flattering angle for anyone.
Oh, wow. Okay. She's doing a photo shoot. She looks like she's getting ready for a boudoir set.
She's laying down on the floor is what I see. Well, putting her hair behind her back. Now, here's the thing.
Not behind her back.
Here's the thing, girl. Now, JD hasn't said anything yet as to this recording about these photos. However, sources from the campaign said, quote, this was from a college costume party, period. Well, in all of the pictures, there are group photos as well, girl. There's actually one photo with 9 people in it. How many people do you think are in a costume out of the 9 in the photo?
I'm going to say none other than him.
Right, and you would be correct. There was no one in a costume other than J.D. Vance. So here's the funniest part. Do you know what I saw someone on Twitter gave him a drag name? Ashley Furniture, because he fucks the couch. Now, right. Have you ever shopped at an Ashley's Furniture?
Of course, girl. You used to sit on an Ashley Furniture sofa. He's a wreck.
I love the hypocrisy of it.
Well, and he's not a drag queen. He was doing it as either trying to be funny or...
You know what I think he was? Trying to get fucked. Well, because I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's a homo. I'm sure he's
a homo. I'm a...
Nobody wears the makeup he wears. Now, girl...
That's a self-hating gay. I'm telling you right. I'm telling you, people can talk shit about me all you want. Oh, you gay people think everyone is gay. Not true. I don't think everyone is gay. No. I think he's gay.
Read, girl, read. Now, before we get into recommendations, girl, I just remembered something and I had to ask if you know about it.
Okay.
Did you hear how The Dump compared Kamala
to Melania?
To Melania.
On the Time magazine cover.
Right. And that he called Melania an actress?
I lived for that. Okay. I loved her movie where I saw her fucking her with her fingers. Sorry, that was a photo shoot for porn.
Right. Now, I live for all of the actress in her. Okay. So we're going to call her an actress.
What an actress.
Filthy, filthy porn. And if she is an actress, what has she been acting? Tell me about the film that she did. Could it be maybe her Christmas decorations?
Right, video.
Maybe it could be her... Hashtag be best.
Right.
Maybe it's the hashtag I don't care to you. Or what about this winner? Where she stood up and smiled and waved at the people at the fucking RNC when she wants to divorce and kill your ass.
Right.
How about that?
Right. He also called Kamala Camilla.
Yeah. Yeah.
And his dentures were completely out in the Elon Musk trash.
Well, Elon Musk is a nightmare. And I'm sorry to say this, but... He will single-handedly bring down Tesla, and he's going to bring down Twitter. Mark it today.
He's a trash. Now, girl, what is not trash is your recommendation
for me. You are right. Sure. Bitch, I've told you before this recording, that you needed to get on this, and you told me you were not going to get on this. And I'm going to tell you, you're making a mistake.
Okay.
Now, bitch, this comes to us. Right out of streaming world, girl. I've got a documentary. Now, I know you said you weren't going to watch it.
Huh.
Because you said, I don't know the content, and I'd rather have seen the content before I watched the documentary, girl.
Okay.
And this doc took me right back to where I was when I saw it.
I will watch it.
It is everything. Bitch, it's called Slave Play not a movie, a play. Now, bitch, first of all, it's directed by the playwright and director.
Right.
Robert O'Hara Skrull.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, that person is a fucking genius.
I believe it.
The show, first of all, is shocking, rocked my world. You've read it, right?
I've not read it, girl. We had this conversation.
Oh, my God. I own it, girl.
I know. I should borrow it.
It's so fucking good. So Slave Play was on Broadway pre-pandemic in 2019. It had sold out run. You couldn't get a ticket in New York in 2018, I believe. And it transferred from downtown to uptown to Broadway, where it had a Broadway run. I saw it on the Broadway run, girl. That's where I learned of Joaquina Calacunga, girl.
Right.
And she was everything. Wrecked me. So brilliant. The show is incredible. And so it reopened on Broadway post-pandemic. Like, right when we came back from the pandemic, it had a short, like, revival, if you will. Uh-huh. Many of the same cast members, but not all. Then it went from Broadway to L.A., and Miss Alex and Miss Easton saw it then.
Right.
But this doc is wanting to, because he didn't record any of the process of the creation of the play.
Yeah.
So it was like trying to recreate the development of the play and the casting and all that, but with new actors who are not that familiar with the material. So they kind of did it over a short period of time. And he talks to the actors from the original production. He talks about his process in the creation. And then what was the point of the documentary? And he literally is like, I'm letting it be this amorphous thing and see what it becomes and the statements that are made. Girl, it rocked my world and it's fucking genius. It is Slave Play, not a movie, a play. Streaming now on HBO Max.
And I will watch it, girl. I know, want to read the play first. Because I don't know when I'm going to see it.
I know, because it has not, and it's shocking. Nobody has wanted to produce it in Chicago, or nobody has produced it in Chicago. But they are getting ready for a London run, girl.
Well, let's just go to London, girl.
Oh, I'm down, girl.
Well, girl, for my recommendation, do you know the definition of the word earworm, girl?
Yes, bitch.
Tell the kids what an earworm is.
It's something that gets stuck in your ear / in your brain. It's a sound bite or a sound clip.
Right.
Well, I've had one for a while now.
Kids, there's a song that came out.
Mm.
And I got to tell you, if I've listened to it once, I've listened to it 5,000 times. And in my mind, it was released a week ago. The artist is Jade. Roll the clip.
When the camera flashy, I act so happy. I'm in heaven when you're looking at me. Angel of my dreams, I will always love you and hate you. It's not fair. It's so bittersweet. I will always want you and need you. You don't care. Love when you call me a star. You let me down in the dark. What you and need you. You don't care. It's not fair. It's not
fair. Okay, my pussy was getting wet while it was playing, girl.
Bitch, I'm telling you right now, run to the dance floor if that comes on.
When this bitch comes on, you get out.
Right.
Now, Jade is actually an artist named Jade Thirlwell or Thurgood.
I hope it's Thurlwell.
It's one of them. Right. Now, she was a part of... Now,
last
I know,
name is not important.
She got rid of it.
Right.
She was a part of the British pop sensation group Little Mix, which I was never a huge fan of. Now, Miss Jeffrey is a huge fan. It was a girl group a la the Spice Girls, but this era. They were very successful in the UK. But they've broken up, girl. So Jade, whatever her last name is decided to go on and go solo. And I got to tell you, girl, this song is everything. You got to listen to it in full. It's called Angel of My Dreams. It's a forthcoming single. That's the only song she has out. Now, she did go ahead and release 4 remixes of it as well. She did 1 ballad version and 2 dance remixes, including the Blessed Madonna remix. Okay.
Kids, that's Jade, Angel of My Dreams.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready to go to Roscoe's and get on the dance floor.
If it played, her balls would be bouncing to the floor, girl. Because you know what, when I met Miss Alex, there was one song that if that played, we were on the floor. Do you know what it was? On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Get on the floor, London, Ibiza.
Yes.
To Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
To Africa.
Yeah.
Dancing on a wave. Oh, bitch.
Tonight when that we're going to get on the floor.
Bitch, she can't find a hit nowadays, poor thing.
Well, she's having some trouble.
Tour canceled, marriage over, I'm hearing.
I'm hearing that he bought a house.
Well, but we'd never buy a house without you. But what we need from you is a couple of things, kids. I would love for you to go on to wherever you're listening to this fine podcast. Make sure that you're subscribed or follow us, whatever that option is. If you're on the Apple Podcast, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating and leave us a cute review that we can read.
Right. Now, are you aware, girl, that these kids can leave messages for us on fucking Spotify?
No.
Yeah, they can. I gotta teach you something.
Something after cute done. For the fucking kids.
Something cute for the fucking kids. But bitch, you can literally message all day long. With the listeners and the viewers and the readers and especially the writers.
We have to show Linda.
Yeah. Well.
How to get the messages.
Shit, Linda can put it on her fucking phone. Okay.
Did she get a new phone yet?
We had to buy her a new one. You know why? She threatened a lawsuit because we laid her ass out.
Right. You know? Well, fair enough.
You know? But bitch, these kids can message us right through Spotify.
Love it. You can also message us through the Twitter and the Insta. At Painted Trash Pod. You can message us through our email address, PaintedTrashPodcast@gmail.com. We're not using are we using the Outlook address anymore, girl?
No, girl. The Outlook, my God, that was before the Bell South.
Okay, that one's gone. Those are both gone. As is the GeoCities website. It's no longer available.
The GeoCities website's gone. However,
.com is
still there. The PaintedTrashPodcast.com is correct, and it's on.
Right.
Now, Linda told me that she tried to get into the Bell South.
Uh-oh.
She said she got a pop-up that said you've threatened to close your account and we might just have to force it. So I'm not sure what we're going to do about it, but we should talk about it.
And I heard Linda couldn't remember her mother's maiden name for the password reset. Okay? Now, kids, Mark has a message for you as you go through your week.
Bitch, this is a busy time. As we go through the week this week, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of shit going on. And as you go through this week prepping for it, we know there's going to be a lot of trash. And we know that it's got to look pretty. And fucking tell me, girl, if you're going to talk trash, make it pretty and painted. Damn!